Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Florida. One of the best cross-examination questions I've ever heard of was uttered just in the last day or so in Florida. This is great. DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, their governor, he's a right-wing nut. He's the guy who is blocking masks. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's anti-everything, trying to pander to them to get the Republican nomination for Senate, strike that for president. He is the governor in 2024. And somehow he thinks that sucking up to the anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers is going to get him the nomination. Deeply unpopular in Florida. Hard to see how somebody is underwater in Florida, his own state, is going to get elected president. But in any event, he's the one, as you recall, and this is the context of this cross-examination question, he's the guy who said, I'm going to cut off the pay for school board members and professionals, education professionals who impose mask mandates, going to cut off their pay. That's unconstitutional. He can't do that by executive order, litigation. It's the kind of guy he is. Well, he got sued. He got sued. The state got sued for trying to block the anti-mask mandates of the various school districts. And he put on an anti-mask expert. Now, let me tell you something. When you hear the word expert, you think it's a guy with expertise. Well, no, it's not. No judge in the country qualifies an expert. He doesn't say you're an expert. What he does is he qualifies a witness to answer hypothetical questions in an area of inquiry. What does that mean? What it means is if you have a lot of experience and know a lot about a subject, they'll let the lawyers ask you theoretical questions to try to make their case or oppose the other guy's case. The average person, you can't. A fact witness gets on there, you can't start asking them hypothetical questions. But somebody whom you and I call an expert is just that. It could be a guy who worked in a garage for 35 years. And they can ask him hypothetical questions about brakes because he knows more about it than anybody else. So somehow they came up with an anti-mask expert, which is to say somebody who claimed to what? Have a lot of expertise in not wearing a mask. Hi-yo, silver away. What an idiot. What an idiot. Anyway, the guy was on the stand and the lawyer for the good school districts who want to have mask mandates. His question was this: what would be the acceptable death rate for children? Question: what would be the acceptable death rate for children? You can't answer that. If you say zero, only zero, then they better wear a mask. If you say 100 per thousand, or 10 per 100,000 or whatever, you look like a ghoul. You look like a ghoul. And this is a state that yesterday had 901 deaths from COVID, the most in the history of the pandemic in the United States. And yesterday they had 21,765 new cases. Yesterday, just yesterday, just yesterday. You like going to Miami? You like going to Naples? You like going down there? Well, I'll tell you what, I do too. That's what you get down there. Over in Texas, the Supreme Court, Republican Supreme Court, rubber stamp for the Republican Party, might as well be the executive committee of the Republican Party down there, sided with Governor Abbott, and they blocked San Antonio's school mask mandates. They go, you can't have a school mask mandate. And San Antonio goes, hey, wait a minute, our school board knows something about education. Our mayor was elected, our city council was elected. We have decided in a fairly large city here, we want masks. We're not saying Dallas has to have them or Houston has to have them, but what about local control? And they laugh, they cackle. Well, that's just on our website about local control. That's just on our website about local control. So that's happening there. I do not know what explains the fetish about opposing masks and vaccines. You've heard of Darwin. You've heard of Darwin? Good. You know something? A gazelle that goes to a watering hole in the middle of the night by itself and ambles up to take a drink ain't going to come back. Lions will get it. A gazelle that runs too slow gets eaten. A lion that runs too slow starves. That's Darwin. Well, guess what? These people are killing themselves by opposing mask mandates in their culture, by opposing vaccine. But the problem is they're not just killing themselves. If this were a disease that couldn't be spread, couldn't be communicated, and it was one of these deals where you get a, you know, some problem yourself medically, choose not to take medical care, has no impact on anyone else, that would be pure Darwin. That would be their right. But you don't wear a mask, you don't get the vaccine. And these youngsters, these little kids under 12, right now can't get the vaccine. They don't know better. They don't know any better. You talk to a 10-year-old or 11-year-old, how do you talk to a 3 or 4-year-old about masks and vaccines? It's ridiculous. And if you tell them to wear a mask, they will. You can make it a Donald Duck mask, a Mickey Mouse mask, a happy mask. You know, that's kind of cool. Kind of cool. Make it a cool thing. Cool. Not a problem. And when vaccines become available, give them the vaccines, but they're not available. The only thing that's available are masks. You can't social distance in kindergarten. You can't social distance in the first grade. They're going to play together in the playground. They should. The whole thing's about socializing at that point. You're not going to make them wear a mask. What's going to happen is some of them will. And the anti-masker parents won't let theirs. And then some will look, be made to feel bad. They'll be bullying. They'll be fighting. The Republican Party, frankly, is toxic. And I think that the reason that they are going so hardcore, full frontal anti-masker and anti-vaxxer is because they need a fetish to keep the QAnon culture together, the Trump culture. You always need fetishes. You need symbols. And it doesn't matter how irrational they are, how weird they are, as long as everybody goes, well, I'm down with the fetish. I'm down with the symbol. You know, I'm down with not getting vaccinated because I believe in holistic, natural something. And I'm afraid of the needles. You're afraid of needles? Yeah, I'm afraid of needles. But last week you went to a tattoo parlor for 6 hours and a guy named Meat carved you up. Well, not those needles. Just afraid of other needles. Whatever. So they don't get vaccinated. And they prevent their little kids from wearing masks. And they want to prevent a mask mandate. So the best question I ever heard was, quote, what would be the acceptable death rate for children? End quote. Unanswerable. If you say zero, you made the case for requiring masks. If you say anything else, you look like a sadist and a ghoul. Abbott right now, I'll tell you what, Abbott, if he played his cards right, could have been in a strong position to get the nomination in 2024. He's blowing it big time, blowing it big time. 901 deaths yesterday, more than 21,000 new cases. Polls down there show that people are fed up with him. They're fed up with him on the COVID deal. On the COVID deal, they're fed up with him, their own governor. He's desperately hoping he can slide through on some kind of COVID anti-masking thing, get a nomination, and somehow do something in the general election. The Republican Party is corrupt, quite frankly. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.